to a new RFM, a little R. Kelly. I believe I can fly. In fact, we're flying all the way to the movies with Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas. Good morning, Garth.
Good morning. How are you?
You were singing along there. I caught you.
Oh, look, a bit R. Kelly.
I caught you.
Why not?
Look, this is a great week for the movies. And we've got to start with the big film of the week, Beauty and the Beast. And you're telling me that even in the previous screenings, this thing has just gone off.
Oh, absolutely huge. Now, we've been looking at the US figures from the last week, and I was just saying off air about $46 million taken. And in an opening weekend, which is huge for a film. And after seeing the film last week, we're well and truly on track not to do $46 million in the first weekend here in Australia. But I think it's going to be a huge film. And, you know, look, for Disney aficionados and people who have loved this film for years and years and years, they are going to be absolutely delighted. It looks amazing. The singing, the warning here and the disclaimer for anyone who maybe doesn't like musicals, this is a musical in every sense of the word.
All right, let's have a listen.
Who are you?
I am Lumiere.
And you can talk?
Well, of course he can talk. It's all he ever does. Now, Lumiere, as head of the household, I demand that you put her back in her cell at once.
You know, I reckon, Garth, that they could, Disney, that is, could do a documentary about Weet-Bix and it would be a big hit.
You're right. They have the marketing engine behind them to look after it. But, look, go and see the film. It's absolutely amazing. And, look, we've all got a soft spot for these type of films. We've all watched them as we've grown up. And Emma Watson, who, you know, is Hermione Granger to many people from the Harry Potter films.
True.
You know, she has certainly, this is a breakout film for her to move away from those Harry Potter films, and she's certainly made a name for herself with this one.
Well, she really has. Now, something completely different. We're going into outer space, a film that is a little bit alien-esque, Garth.
Yes, it is. Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds are starring in this film, and this is the point of first contact, if you like. We're finding some life in outer space, and I don't think it's friendly.
The movie is called Life. It sounds like this.
Our mission is to intercept a research pod from Mars.
We're looking at the first proof of life beyond Earth.
These creatures wiped out Mars millions of years ago. If we let it get to Earth,
we'll risk all human life.
And I know we've kind of been there and done that before, but it looks pretty exciting.
Yeah, look, you know, who doesn't love an outer space film? These guys have they've done a great job with it. Look, you know, we've had plenty of space films of recently with Gravity and all those types of films. So, look, this is a very, very brave film to go up against the Disney juggernaut this week. So, look, if you like your space films, maybe get out and support it.
Yeah, maybe they didn't know Beauty and the Beast was coming out.
Quite true.
I wouldn't want to tell anybody either. Their final film this week around, and it's, again, for the kiddies again, The Boss Baby.
Oh, look, this is great. And this is, look, I wouldn't say it's just for the kiddies. This is one that the parents will enjoy this one as well. Alec Baldwin, Steve Buscemi, and Lisa Kudrow, they're lending their voices to this one. And this is, the story is a suit-wearing, briefcase-carrying baby pairs up with his 7-year-old brother to stop the dastardly plot of the CEO of Puppy Co. Puppies apparently are taking all the love and affection in the world, and the babies are revolting against it.
We babies are having a crisis. Babies aren't getting as much love as we used to. Behold our mortal enemy, puppies.
Aww.
No! That's exactly the problem. Puppies are evils.
Puppies are evil. Although you did have me at Steve Buscemi. Everything that guy's in is fantastic.
Yeah, look, this is a great film. And, of course, you know, the little ones are going to love it because it's very cute and cuddly. And there's puppies and babies in it. And the adults will love the jokes behind the scenes as well. I did also want to mention, though, that there are advanced screenings out this weekend of Power Rangers and Lego Batman the Movie. So, something for the family as well.
A lot of stuff for reminding you of your childhood, I think.
They really are. They really are. And, of course, you know, we're careering towards the Easter school holidays, so this is where it all starts. A lot of great movies around. The quiet weeks are behind us, and it's going to be a busy time at the cinema.
It's all go-go on the silver screen. Thank you, Garth, for coming in. We'll talk to you next week.
See you then.